But what if our circumstances don't allow us to relocate? What other goals might we set? Well, listen as Brother James Rustad from the Edmonton Highlands Congregation now discusses the subject, Pursue Goals That Can Help You Seek First the Kingdom, Learn a New Language.
Continuing to think about the Apostle Paul, he did remarkable things when it came to the ministry. Even though he experienced many hardships, he himself continued to preach the good news. Paul expanded his ministry to people of all sorts. Let's look at his example, recorded for us at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I invite you to turn your Bibles there, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll look at verses 22 and 23. It says, "To the weak I became weak, in order to gain the weak. I have become all things to people of all sorts, so that I might be able to, as possible, save some. But I do all things for the sake of the good news, in order to share it with others." So Paul became, or he made himself, what was needed in the ministry. It wasn't a reversal where people that he ministered turned to him at first. Notice the purpose that he might have the opportunity to help ones, to save them. We want to follow the example as well. We want to do whatever is needed to help ones come to an accurate and comprehend the kingdom message. To this end, many have set a goal in learning a new language for the benefit of the language group. Maybe yourself have seen the need in your territory that the makeup has changed. If you have this goal, what can you do to reach it and accomplish it and be successful? Well, first of all, don't shoot for the moon. Set small goals in mastering the language. Learn a simple presentation. It doesn't have to have a lot of words in it, but it should be direct and to the point. You might find just by saying these initial words, it sparks an interest in the person. They may wonder, how do you know this language? Have a goal of learning about 10 to 20 words a week, and use those words in talking to the householders. Try to read something aloud in the new language every day. And use the JW.org site. Go to that language that you're trying to learn, download an audio file, and listen to it. As you do so, you're listening to a native speaker from the core area of that language group. Also, try to speak that language every day. Wherever possible, look for opportunities where you can do this. Usually there are specific areas in a city where you can find that that language is spoken. It could be at restaurants, it could be at supermarkets, but search those areas out and speak the language that you're learning. And we need to be humble. Rather than worry about making mistakes in a language, because we will make them, little children may even laugh at us because we're speaking the language differently. But those type of mistakes are better than making a greater mistake, that of not using the language enough. Languages are complex. No matter how simple it may look, we need to put forth effort. And this requires adjustment in our thinking, and it involves our emotions as well. It can be quite challenging. Learning a language can be illustrated like the waves of the sea. We're up high, we're riding the wave, we think everything is going good, we're learning the language, and then it comes crashing down and we say, I'm not learning anything. But if we continue to face the challenge of learning the language, we will have success. We want to talk to a few of our sisters and have reached and also successfully learned a new language. We'll talk first to Sister Richards. Sister Richards You previously lived in another country, in Switzerland, and when residing there, you associated with what language group?
I was associated with the German congregation.
So, your mother tongue is English, and you were learning German. Now, how long did you stay in that language group?
Yes, my mother tongue is English and also an African language called Basel. But for 6 months, I associated with the German congregation trying to learn the language and culture.
So for 6 months, you were there learning the language and the culture. But looking back on this, can you think of any reason why you did not continue in that language?
German is very difficult language, and this was a big challenge for me. I did not really know what was involved in learning a new language and all the difficult challenges that I could come up from it.
So, in a way of not counting the cost, that affected you learning the language. Now that you are in the CREO group, and you've been supporting it from its very beginning, what has attributed to your success now in another language group?
I am more focused and really love the language and the people. Having an actual stage in the peer group has helped me to grow in my faith to Jehovah. And love in the group has helped me to do more in the ministry and move over to Jehovah and his people.
Thank you very much, Sister Richards. Now we'll talk with Sister Edie. Sister Edie and her husband were missionaries in the country of Tanzania, East Africa. Now, they were immersed in the language. If, though, one wants to learn a new language, what would you say helped you to learn Swahili?
Well, being totally immersed in the language was very helpful, but I found that I needed more exposure to the language. And so I would listen to my book of Bible stories while I did my chores in the missionary home. And also having the proper mindset, I had to make many mistakes before I got it right, but it was better to get those mistakes out right away. So don't hold back whatever words you know, just use them. And also don't take it personally when people laugh. It just sounds funny. And I used to feel happy that at least I made somebody smile or laugh, even if that wasn't what I intended.
Well, what about your spirituality? You're immersed in a language. How do you keep that strong?
Well, we had to study in English. And also I found the family watchtower study very faith strengthening.
So what are some of the blessings that you've received from learning a new language?
Well, the number one blessing is being useful to Jehovah, and also seeing the joy on people's faces and their eyes light up when they can understand what we're saying, and also being loved right away by ones in the territory.
Why do you feel it's worth the time, the effort, the expense in learning a new language?
Because there's a chance to help people to get to know Jehovah in a language that speaks to their heart. And they can also have a hope for the future when Jehovah will undo all suffering.
Thank you very much, Sister Edie. Jehovah's Spirit is inciting his people to search out desirable ones of all languages. Can you reach out and learn a new language? If you have that desire, pray to Jehovah about this. Jehovah's Holy Spirit can heighten our desire to reach out in this way. Preaching or teaching the Bible's message to people in a language that are not familiar may reach their mind. However, in order to touch a heart of our listener, we want to use, if possible, their mother tongue. If this is your desire, may Jehovah bless you in your spirit of self-sacrifice.